Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and IBEW Local 5. We appreciate their support very much. And folks, if you're interested in listening to this radio program away from your car or your office, you can download a free app for your iPhone or your Android. And with that app, you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time. And we appreciate that when you do that. So right now we're talking with Danny Vinnick of Politico. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Danny, always a pleasure, man. Congress is making it tax reform impossible. How is that?
Yeah, that headline might be a little overstated. I don't know if it's quite impossible, but they made it really, really hard. And the point of this story was really it's kind of a second budget that is developed in the tax code. It's these tax expenditures, which total about $1 trillion a year. These are things like the mortgage interest deduction, deduction for charitable giving, your exclusion for employer-sponsored health insurance, you know, big government programs that are actually run through the tax code. And when you try to curtail some of these programs to use the money to offset cuts elsewhere, you create a lot of losers in the process. And this creates a lot of political and policy challenges, which is what Republicans are dealing with right now.
There's a lot of people out there that are really kind of miffed with this tax budget or the tax plan, simply for the fact that most people here in the United States are going to take a haircut, and there's a lot of money going to the well-to-do in this country. I mean, one of the things I saw recently is that Donald Trump's children are going to enjoy $1 billion less in taxes on their inheritance. That's a large chunk of change for anybody, even a Trump. But there's some deductions going away for working people, cuts to some of the programs that are out there, you know, really aren't appropriate.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that has really become clear as part of this tax reform is that Republicans are really focused on corporate tax cuts. You'll notice in their plans, in order to abide by Senate budget rules, they sunset almost all of the individual cuts after year 2025 in the Senate, while the corporate tax cuts continue. And if you talk to lawmakers, what they say is, actually, we are going to extend these in the future. Future Congress are not going to let these lapse. But there's no promise of that. And if they do that, you are going to end up spending a lot more money through these tax cuts in the future, which is going to have to be offset somewhere else. You know, there might be more pressure on spending cuts elsewhere in the budget, entitlement reform, things like that. And so it's a very difficult prospect to, you know, promise these future tax cuts that are not permanent for individuals while making them permanent for corporations.
Do you think there is any chance at all that Congress is going to listen to Main Street and make the appropriate changes?
I mean, you know, depends what Main Street you're on. I think you're probably going to get a little bit of a different opinion, you know, some more conservative parts of the country than, you know, maybe more liberal ones. But you know, Republicans have shown that they're very focused on what they're doing right now through the corporate side of the code. There's obviously a ton of competing pressures in Washington from lobbyists and special interests, as well as, you know, other groups to, you know, get what they want out of the tax code. And so far, you know, Republicans have been on a pretty straight path knowing what they want in terms of the corporate side, and the speed with which they're moving this plan forward shows that they're pretty determined.
How much opposition are we seeing from our Republican friends?
It's been a little bit less than I think you would have guessed maybe 3 or 4 months ago. One of the things is politically they really need a win. You know, that's kind of the conventional wisdom in Washington, is that if they don't get a, you know, push tax reform through, donors are going to leave and they're not going to get their base to turn out next year, and it's going to be a landslide for Democrats. So you're seeing groups like the Freedom Caucus, one of the more conservative members in Congress, accept things that you probably wouldn't have seen them accept or thought they would have accepted last spring. But there's a little bit of pulling together knowing the political power that is involved in this. You're still seeing some holdouts in the Senate over things like the amount of deficit reduction. Senator Jeff Flake and Senator Bob Corker, two of the senators who have been more willing to push back on the Trump agenda recently, both who have declined to run for re-election, have voiced concerns about the amount the plan could increase the deficit. So we'll see what happens there going forward. But there really is just a lot of pressure on Republicans to get something done, and you can definitely feel that exerting a toll on them.
There you go. Anything else we should know?
I mean, there's a ton of stuff in this plan. Like, each plan in the House and Senate is hundreds of pages long. There's stuff buried everywhere, and unless you're a tax lawyer, it's difficult to kind of figure everything out. So, you know, the more people look into it, the better, because it's tough to keep on top of everything.
Absolutely, and thanks for doing your part in that mission. Danny, we appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Yeah, you can check us out at politico.com/agenda, and I'm on Twitter at Danny Vinnick.
There you go. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.